Timing is everything for Eritrean believers. Increasing violence in Darfur, Sudan may force humanitarian groups out, and God's Word is giving soldiers a purpose-driven life in Iraq. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. State Department released this year's International Religious Freedom Report. Examining religious freedom around the world, it names Eritrea among a handful of countries of particular concern for their severity of their violations. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra explains they're starting a petition drive on behalf of the Eritrean Christians.
The petition urges Congress and the Department of State to continue to work to put a stop to the violations of basic religious freedoms committed by the Eritrean government. And this report that came out by the State Department is a good step in that direction.
The petition launch also coincides with Sunday's observance of the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Dykstra says of the church in Eritrea,
Christianity goes forth and many lives are changed. So we've seen that in China. We've seen that in Vietnam. We do know that people are continuing to worship the Lord and churches are continuing to minister.
If you'd like more information, go to our website. Next, while the African Union is in Darfur, Sudan to provide protection in the aftermath of the genocide, Persecution Project Foundation says that's not happening. Relief workers there say escalating violence may force them out. Reports indicate that Janjaweed fighters are attacking refugee camps while Sudanese troops are posing as peacekeepers to stage their attacks. PPF provides emergency aid while beaming the gospel through radio. Pray that many Sudanese will see their need for Christ and turn to Him. You're listening to Mission Network News. A military chaplains conference at Saddleback Church in the United States a year ago is now seeing a number of United States soldiers coming to Christ in Iraq. According to Purpose Driven Ministries, two Army chaplains who attended the conference ended up working together on a base just north of Baghdad. Using Purpose Driven's 40 days of purpose with the troops, they've seen many turn to Christ. Pray that these new believers get involved in their local church and grow when they return home. Elsewhere, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is just now tallying the cost of the 2005 hurricane season. Life is returning slowly to those in the storm's footprints. For many, it's the first time in 60 days that they've been able to see if they have a home to go back to. Mark Lewis is with the Evangelical Free Church of America's Compassion Ministries.
The stress levels of people are running very high. The backside of the hurricane is coming just from the levels of stress. There's been many people that have lost their businesses, lost incomes. Families have been separated.
Lewis says their teams have a long-term plan of outreach with the help of two of their area churches.
We've set up our operations to be here for the long haul to help through cleanup and reconstruction. And from a ministry standpoint, we are focusing on bringing healing and restoration to the church body, but also have a significant ministry of outreach and evangelism.
And new programs for people in key areas of the world have allowed international Christian broadcaster Transworld Radio to surpass an incredible milestone. TWR's President David Tucker says a lot of the expansion has happened over the last 10 years.
Recently in Philippines and in East Africa and in the Caucasus area, region of Russia, and also in Mozambique, we've been able to add some languages, which now take us over 200 languages and dialects in the world.
It took 41 years to tackle the first 100 languages, but only 10 years for the next 100. Tucker says they have more facilities allowing TWR to expand even further.
We have more airtime availability. We've put a major transmitter into Central Asia, and we hope to expand that transmitter, in fact, in the next 6 months. So we possibly will add another 5 languages in the next 6 months to the transmitter in the Caucasus area.
Pray that many will hear the gospel and turn their hearts to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. In this inspiring book, Brother Andrew presents stories about his continuing work among the suffering church. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.